that following Leon and the other observations, there are some in the community who can perhaps be very helpful to the city group, civil service, etc., in putting teeth into that in a meaningful way. Joe? Yes, the complete selection procedure and the whole thing. Two really is tied in with what has been observed here. A couple of times. Mike Johnson first raised it, alluded to it. It's the creation of a new office in city government to research, propose, and help effect this kind of change. Really, that's what we're talking about with regard to Mrs. Waite's observations, with regard to the resolution that may be adopted, with regard to any kind of change to reach at some of these problems. They're really talking about, is there an office, is there a person, is the responsibility tied down to effect that change and help those who would change? Glenn, did you want to speak to that? Is anyone here at all from? I don't see anyone except the new assistant. Oh, there's Mary. I was looking for you. I'm sorry, Mary. Expect also another follow-up report at the next meeting. Yes. Doesn't matter. Well, I think that's a good point to clear up. What I'm hearing over here is it's independent really of the resolution per se, that these but were examples of the kinds of things that have been talked about and that are specific that such an office could initiate and begin. But it's really beyond and above that, that regardless of whether the resolution is adopted, there is a need for this kind of office from the author of the author, that the changes are still needed, and that they don't come necessarily from any one department. Mary, is the creation of such an office, the talking stage you were talking about, is its establishment dependent upon what happens with regard to the resolution or with regard to the civil service? And where? All right. Lynn?
Let me just ask Mary a little more directly, because this is represents what I just now heard, does represent some kind of change, because I did not hear her say that the decision was still whether or not there could be such an office, but the technicalities of setting it up and where it belongs in the government.
Judge?
This is significant to what I was trying to say last week. Until Father says this is the way it's going to be, the children aren't going to do it. And it's important, therefore, that the city council adopt a meaningful resolution that spells out in precise and clear detail what the policy of the city is, so that the employees and supervisors and the heads of the department know whether they go to battle armed with feathers or something useful.
Rosemary, does that clarify what you were concerned with? That it has not been decided. Its existence to establish it has not yet been decided. Any other observations on that? I would be concerned, too, that before the next dialogue session, whenever it be, that we do receive some, or at that meeting, some kind of specific status report on it. We've discussed it. Will it be established? Will it not be established? We don't know yet, or it's in the talking stages or what have you. And if you'll bring that back, Mary, this time we'll pinpoint Julian and get something specific. If you need help, I'll help put pins in him. Are there any other comments on 1, 2, or 3? May I then branch off for a moment and say that it was pointed out that the 23rd of this month is the day after a holiday, the 22nd. What about that dialogue that Friday? Shall we have it? Seems to me it's just a one-day holiday. Is there any comment to the contrary, that we should not have it? If not, then we'll leave it like it is and have it the 23rd. Number three, how's your time? Oh, we have a few. All right, have a couple more minutes yet. Number three, responsibility of top officials to, first, attend these dialogues in person. Two, discuss with those minority groups directly and indirectly affected all appointments by public officials. Three, to understand the necessity to be sensitive and responsive to the minority community. Many of these things have been alluded to or touched upon already. Some examples are given there. Absence of the city manager and the police chief at these dialogues. Appointment of director, police community relations. Appointment of assistant to Julian Wise, city community relations. This has come up many, many times, and it's a follow-up, I suppose, a follow-through, as mentioned earlier, about the establishment of the office. It would be a natural here. We're open now to discuss number three.
I might be repeating myself in some fields, but the two coming up, why is
Not while you're here instead of the chief of police, but why isn't the police chief here?
Captain Joe Thompson, very proud to be here. They asked Captain Don Davis and Bruce. now I contact you to talk to Sheriff and Joe Campbell, you're assigned to giving the Mexican American Association to bring these young officers before them to try to recruit more from this particular area. Secondly, we are in the process of having young leaders interpret or some of the put this job announcement in the Spanish language so that we can get to the home, the mothers, the fathers, who probably are these Spanish people, so that they can encourage their young people coming up to do the law enforcement to use these people, pay good, and feel the young men. We're getting more and more Negroes in the department.
John? George?
He's been able to be here to represent the chief. But as I said previously, the intent of the dialogue is to change, get attitudes changed, generally, as an educational aspect. Because this is a priority situation we're in as it relates to the community relations department and the police department directly with the community. Because it's a known fact that almost every riot that has started throughout the United States today has started as a confrontation between the police department and the community, almost everyone. So it's significant. And this is the reason why this particular item was placed on the agenda this morning. It was not good enough to disrespect what it said before. So, now, if a department person representing a department, any department, comes here with the authority to go back and affect change within that organization, then I respect that individual being there. In other words, you could send Sergeant so-and-so to represent the police department. If Sergeant so-and-so is going to articulate the problem and get a change within the police department, then you could send a sergeant to go. This is my concern. But we've found that many times at the Mississippi department, we find individuals using the lack of presence of the chief and the presence of an assistant as an excusable situation for not doing something. So therefore, when we go back to find out what should have happened, it begins to become a basketball situation, you know, it's shot from goal to goal. So this is what we're trying to eliminate. So if the Inspector Gore has the authority to affect change in relation to the conversation taking place here, then he can, that's fine, and the chief don't ever have to show up there. But as long as that change takes place, this is what I would like very much for the chief to be here myself, because of education approaches. I think this would be very good for him, because perhaps Inspector Gore might interpret a different way than what he said. Maybe the chief might get a different interpretation, I don't know. Okay, and secondly, on the new appointment of the Communication Division, in all due respect to Captain Palmer, who, in fact, comments on the interior yesterday afternoon was that they may have felt that, some of them felt that maybe he's doing too good of a job, maybe that's why they moved. I mean, otherwise, all this is a comment, this is a compliment to Bill, who has done really a very outstanding job. It's a very hard job. Community relations is hard if you work with all whites, it's hard. We know that. And then especially working between blacks, Mexican Americans, and minorities, it's very hard. So, but the specific item on this particular one was in that a significant incident took place in the community that related to poor community relations just prior to the appointment of the new Lieutenant Davis here, and not being able to recognize that particular situation. And this is where I think this is where the comment came from, is to this was the same man that arrested two young black Mexican leaders who was at a race at a riot situation at Joplin High School a few weeks ago, who tried to curtail the problem, and this man was the individual who said take him to jail. So certainly the black community's got a question. I got a question. Now whether this is a personal thing or a business thing, I don't know. What I'm saying is it's a concern. It's a concern, it's the same as the officer who made the arrest of some young men after James Brown dance went out on Fifth Avenue, because the same officer had been asked to be transferred to another area because of his attitude toward black people. So when these things don't change, or when we see the same pattern starting all over again, it certainly is just cause for alarm. And this is why the question about the new appointment and consideration, as Mr. Billings said, certainly, I'm not going to tell you who to appoint down there, that's not the authority, but certainly, we don't tell the councilman, they can vote the way they want to when they get up here. But the feelings of the people have something to do with the way they vote when they get up here. The feelings of the people have something to do with the way our administrative offices function, because they have said that they are there to perform in behalf of the people. Now, if you're going to go there and do what you want to do, then really you're not going there and performing it after the people. So this is why the concern for, at least from a standpoint of consideration or talking to or expressing to before the decision is made. That's definitely small. We don't want to run into problems. We don't want to say that you're here, except to go up because you don't know the problem and you shouldn't be here. No, certainly. I feel, as I said it before, that your attitude here, I believe, is going to want a very connection to be very valid.
Joe?
I think Jerry is down a little further. The first thing is what John said, you might say one of the things. I think it was a consensus of the agenda today. The agenda item as well. As Inspector Gore, indeed, is representative of the police department, I think, we're the man.
All right, Glenn.
that part of the focus of this has gotten off to some kind of polarization again on the part of the demand, on the part of the community, and not hearing on the part of the established agencies. My concern is much more what opportunities miss. That somehow they have not seen each of these occasions to put into effect what they say they want to practice. This is the important thing. Here is a chance. We've got a new police, a new day. And where is it here? Various places around the neighborhood here, here, not one. It's an opportunity to say, I dignify this group, I acknowledge this group, it is some kind of summit, it has some kind of meaning. I realize I cannot be here every time. That is why I've appointed Lieutenant Gore to attend for me. There is importance in continuity, I recognize it. But nevertheless, I acknowledge this is a significant, it means something to me, it means something that I'm here. So not to be here, it's an important thing to do.
May I, as chairman, and since this committee, this item has come up many times, I'd like to express my frustration once. I don't think it's very important who's appointed to what, as Glenn has just said, as related to some of the other remarks. I sit in the agenda meetings, and I listen to the discussion. This time I did not take part, of course, in any of the formulation. In fact, I walked through the room a couple of times because I was too busy even to stop this time. But the discussion was heated again. It has been heated. We fought this item out here time after time. It has nothing really to do with people, that is, the personalities appointed. It has to do with this other thing that we keep harping on here. And each time it has come up at this meeting, I have felt the same way. Namely, that do people count? Are people important? How do you dignify people's presence? How do you dignify the existence of a black, brown, or yellow man? Is it the existence that disturbs people? Can't we just say simply, let's sit down and talk about something? It has nothing to do with whether that person is qualified or unqualified at that time. Can we sit and talk about it? I see these two as opportunities missed. I think we have a vast resource in the community to sit down and talk. Just talk. I'm not saying that anything will come of it other than simply when people talk, we begin to realize that people are people. And the color soon goes out of the door. In this community, we have the kind of opportunity to seize upon these opportunities and chances to call people together and call on each other at lunchtime or what have you to say, we are concerned. With regard to the public officials here, it seems to me that I cannot find an excuse in my heart, really, for not having top public officials here once in a while is to say no other than, I wish I could be here, I've got to go, I have a meeting. We do that in everything else, in every facet of our behavior, every facet of community activity, we do that. And here we have the most important item ever faced in America, and we still find that public officials still say they cannot be here. Being in the position I'm in, I know many activities that they engage in. I know what many of the agendas are for the city councilmen and others. I can find no reasonable excuse, really, for their not being here more often than they are, and county supervisors for not being here. Not every Friday, not every other Friday, not every meeting. That's impossible for some of us. But following what Glenn has said, you dignify or you're raised to the level of importance and activity many times by the presence, your presence there. That's all that's required here. But to consistently say that someone lower than the top official must attend without that top official ever being present, to me, again, is an indignity that bothers me both personally and professionally, and I'm sure I capture the feelings of the group that has expressed this time and time again. That's my frustration as the chairman. Bill. Steve? I think the other items there, the other two items on the back, page two, follow what we have been saying. They are examples. And since we're over time, I would suggest that we go on and forget them today, come back to them in proper time. May I again urge George to have your meeting early so you can get the agendas out early this time. Possibly next week if you can, by Tuesday or Wednesday, and then you'll have the following week to get all the communications going. Are there any other comments? May I again thank so many for coming. You have a comment? I think so, too, and since our office is deeply involved in that, I suggest that you bring it to the attention of the agenda committee so that others listening today will be able to fit into proper perspective this whole issue. Today, I don't think we have time to go into it, but we can have some pamphlets, and the agenda committee can consider it whichever way it wishes. Again, thanks for coming. See you 2 weeks from now. Did the roster come back? Mary, you got the roster? You got the roster? It's here somewhere. Good, thank you. Okay. Oh, you're all good. Did you get on that roster, Mary? Hey, Ed.